This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
James is an El Cajon. James has been reunited with the first love of his life. Can lightning strike twice? And then is there a problem that she's on Tinder?
Those are all good questions. Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. Go ahead and share your story, honey.
Okay, so to me, this is pretty wild, but I was on one of the dating apps the other day. And I literally froze when I saw her face because this is the girl that, like, I was absolutely convinced, like, this is the one. But that was before college pulled us apart and life happened and we ended up going in, like, different directions. So, like, I'm sitting here looking at her photo for, like, 20 minutes before I finally have the courage to actually swipe right. Instant match. So now we've been texting. You know, nonstop, talking a lot for like, I think probably 3 days. And honestly, it's like nothing's changed. It's like no time's passed. She's still awesomely funny. She's even still calling me out on like a lot of my BS. But, she's also really grown into like a confident badass of a woman with her career. And she's got her own life. So, I mean, this is like amazingly magical. And the problem is, right, the reason that we've really split was because she wasn't really into commitment and, you know, us moving apart in the long distance. You know, that was kind of a problem, but it was kind of a commitment thing too, being committed to somebody you were long distance with. And I'm a little bit worried because I found her on Tinder, which kind of makes me wonder if that's going to happen again. Or, I mean, you know, is it worth me trying, or am I just going to get my heart broken again?
Sure. Those are all very valid feelings, and especially because it's pulling back all your memories, too, and your feelings that you had for her.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the good ones and the bad ones, too.
Right, right. Having everyone, I hope not too many people know what it's like to get your heart broken, like, to a point where, but it's not a good feeling. Getting your heart broken is a horrible feeling, and that's a real valid fear. I want to go back to the Tinder fear that you have. And correct me if I sound naive, but is Tinder more of a hookup with random people site, or is Tinder like I'm trying to find a relationship site?
I mean, that's actually a good question. I think really it acts like it's for relationships, but I guess I'll put it like this. Yeah, some people go on there for relationships, but a lot of people use it for just hookups.
Okay, James, I'm going to ask you, why are you on Tinder?
Well, I mean, I'm one of the weirdos that's hoping to find a real relationship, but if things kind of start casual, like, that's okay.
Yeah.
But I am, you know, long-term commitment is really important to me. I'm hoping whatever I find grows into something real and long-term.
I think you're kind of unusual on Tinder that you're looking for a long-term romance. And I think unusual more so for men. And I don't mean that offensively to men, but I think the majority of men on Tinder aren't looking for commitment. But
James is vulnerable.
Yes.
James is a little bit insecure right now because mm-hmm. this is a woman that he was in love with and thinks he still is. Maybe you even know you still are. But, I mean, is it worth possibly going through all that heartbreak again? Or does he go for it? This is a real dilemma that you have right now, James.
I think that if we put it out to KSON loyal listeners, because neither John or I really have any experience on Tinder. You don't, right?
Sure, no.
Okay.
I've never done it. Thankfully, I've been able to avoid that part of being single.
Okay, so I think this is a good question for others to answer who have lots of experience with it and can give you some advice, James. So let's throw it out to them. What do you think James should do? 833-287-1037.
James, if you wouldn't mind, we'll have you hang out and we'll see what our KSON loyal listeners have to say. Ease your pain, we hope.
Hey, thanks. I really appreciate it.
All right, hang on, man.
833-287-1037. What's your advice for James? Should he love her or list her? John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
James recently reconnected with the former love of his life, who had broken up with him.
I'm a little bit worried because I found her on Tinder. Kind of makes me wonder if that's going to happen again.
What's your advice for James? 833-287-1037. Should he love her or list her?
Shannon in Oceanside, what do you think?
I think she should be questioned whether or not he's worthy. He's on Tinder.
Well, there you go. Thanks, Shannon.
Harley in Oceanside, what do you think James should do? He doesn't want to be heartbroken again. The whole Tinder thing freaks him out.
I think he should give her a chance because, funny enough, that it's actually how I met my fiancé was through a dating app.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've been together for years, and now we're officially getting married next weekend, so I'm excited about that.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited. All my family's fine, but I think he should give her a chance because it's like, I wasn't even really looking for anything when him and I started talking, and then years later, here we are. It's like, you have those slim few, like, yes, there are some people on there that just use it for a hookup, but then there are people who do use it to find somebody.
All right, Harley.
It's great.
Cool. Congratulations again. Thanks.
Thank you. Alex in San Ysidro, what do you think James should do with his former flame who dumped him, but now they reconnected on Tinder? Love her or list her?
I would say love her. For me, like speaking as a woman who's on a dating app, I'm on Tinder too, but I very rarely use it because for the same reasons you guys mentioned, it tends to be more of a hookup site than really a matching kind of site, like for lifelong. But I mean, for one, he's on Tinder too, so
he just needs to share his thoughts with her, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, be straightforward about, you know, the commitment part of things. It seems to be a concern. So just ask her, like, are you looking for commitment now?
It's a great question. Thanks, Alex. Brett in Lakeside, what do you think James should do, love her or list her?
Well, the first thing is, if he's being open and honest, she has to do the same in return. And I can tell you that finding somebody on a dating app can work as long as they're committed to the same things. if faith guides his steps, he should probably be on either CatholicSingle.com or ChristianMingle.com, something like that. But if he just wants to play the game, he'll be out there for a while.
All sounds right. Like Brett knows what he's talking about.
Thanks, Brett.
All right, time to go back to James. James, you heard what everyone said. What's James want to do?
You know, I think maybe I'm overthinking this stuff. It really comes down to just a conversation. We're already talking, and I just maybe need to communicate what my long-term, goals are. Like, I do want to get married and have a family, but even then, it's not so much of a rush. But I think it's important to make that clear from the get-go.
Well, and that was what a lot of people were saying. Listen, you need to tell her everything that's on your mind. You need to tell her, listen, I can't go through another breakup like that. I lost you once, can't do it again. So if you're serious about this, then yes, let's keep doing this. But if you're not, you got to cut me loose. And the answer, it might not be what you want, but at least you don't have to go through that horrible feeling yet again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I sure do.
All right, man. Well, good luck. I think this is going to work out for you. I mean, you're right. You guys are older, you're wiser, and maybe she's looking for exactly what it is you are looking for as well. And again, it all just starts with a conversation. Good luck with that conversation. And let us know how things go, James. Check in the future, man. Maybe from your wedding reception.
Thanks. I hope so, but thank you.
Well, thank you, James, for sharing your story. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.